Chapter 27. Zara.
I'm sure he's fine, Zara, Sira says, painting on a reassuring smile. The boy's probably just taking his time to make sure we're safe.
I pause my nervous pacing long enough to nod distractedly.
Yes. Yes, that's probably it.
She pats my shoulder softly and departs, going to the other mages resting on the side of the road. Nearby, our horses graze and drink from a small pond. It's mid-afternoon, and though no demons have attacked us, Owen has yet to return.
Blasted ranger! Always insisting on going out on his own, I think in frustration while I pace. Doesn't he realize that it's not just him anymore? We're in this together now. He can't just go wandering off alone at the first sign of danger.
I force myself to stop and take a deep, calming breath, closing my eyes to shut out the world.
It's going to be okay. He probably just shot a deer or something, and carrying it back is slowing him down.
The thought, though plausible, does little to comfort me. I continue to wait at the edge of the road, unable to eat or drink or rest. My eyes are focused eastward on the path I hope Owen will take when he comes back. Nearby, the wastelanders lean upon their spears and watch with me. They've hardly left my side since Owen disappeared. Footsteps draw my gaze away from my vigil. Vargas, Sira, and Kaylee stand, holding the reins of their horses.
It's time for us to go, Seeker, Vargas says brusquely. We've tarried here long enough.
Just a few more minutes, I reply, unwilling to give up on Owen so easily. He'll be here soon.
The Magister frowns deeply, his displeasure apparent, but I ignore him, turning back to stare at the empty forest. Sira clears her throat, returning to my side, and lays a gentle hand on my arm.
He'll catch up to us, Zara. Don't you worry. We're probably leaving a trail behind that a blind ranger could follow. But we only have so many hours left in the day. We really should be going now. We have a schedule to keep to, Kaylee chimes in from behind.
Light! Where is he? He should be back by now. This isn't normal. I should take Yari and the others and go looking for him.
And yet, I know that the mages are right. Our duty is to the realm, and the longer we wait, the more innocents will die at the hands of the R'hllar. Blinking back tears, I finally nod and allow myself to be led away. Nobody comments as we ready the horses and mount up, a somber cloud hanging over the group. As we ride away from the pond, heading west, I give one final look over my shoulder. Nothing can be seen through the thick tangle of trees. Before I can turn back, however, something catches my ear, a sound like snapping branches coming from behind us. I pull my horse to a stop and cock my head, listening intently as my heart begins to race.
Seeker?
One of the nearby mages, a woman named Thea, asks.
What is it?
I hold up a hand, prompting her to be quiet, as another crunching sound comes from somewhere in the trees.
There it is again, I whisper, reaching up to touch my talisman. Did you hear it?
By this time, the rest of the mages have stopped. All regard me curiously from their saddles.
It doesn't sound like a forest animal, whatever it is. Demons, maybe?
My stomach twists in knots.
Light, did they kill Owen?
I'm about to begin channeling when a figure emerges from the brush, scuffed and limping and covered in dirt.
Owen!
I cry, leaping from my horse and rushing over to him. He practically stumbles into my arms.
Light almighty! Owen, are you all right? You look terrible!
He smiles weakly.
Nice to see you too, Zara.
The other mages make their way over to us, troubled expressions on their faces. The wastelanders fall into a fighting stance, their eyes darting around in search of danger. Owen struggles to his feet, wincing as he puts pressure on his left leg. There's a cut, but it looks shallow, the blood mostly dried and plastered to his breeches. He bears a few scrapes and bruises, but otherwise looks intact, his bow slung over his shoulder and his quiver half empty.
"I'm okay," he says. "Honestly, don't worry about me."
My relief is replaced by a bright flash of anger at his words. "Don't worry about you," I say, inadvertently raising my voice. "I was worried sick about you." He grimaces.
"Light, Zara, calm down."
I suddenly feel an urge to hit him.
"Calm down? You can't just run off for half the day without any backup and expect me to be calm about it. You could have been killed."
Someone places a soothing hand on my back.
"Don't touch me," I snap,
rounding furiously on the mages. "I have every right to be angry."
"Perhaps," Vargas says dryly, "we should learn how Ranger Lund sustained these injuries before berating him."
Several of the others mutter in agreement. Owen clears his throat and straightens up to the best of his ability.
"It's as we feared," he replies. "The R'hllar are after us. I've stalled them for a time, and I think they've lost our trail, but they'll be back."
Everyone exchanges worried glances. My anger immediately subsides. I take Owen's hand and squeeze tightly.
"I ran into about a dozen hook horrors," he continues, motioning to his hatchet. "It's covered in dark blood. They were stalking us, waiting for an opportunity to attack. I killed a couple of them before I was forced to flee. I led them away, but then I heard howling. Dark hounds, I think. Dozens of them. Maybe even 100.
100 dark hounds?" Kaylee asks, alarmed.
Owen nods gravely.
"It's a wonder you were able to get away at all."
I squeeze his hand again, suddenly awash with gratitude. He shrugs nonchalantly.
"I know these woods better than the R'hllar ever will."
"That doesn't matter much now, does it?"
Vargas climbs back into his saddle with surprising dexterity.
"One man can evade these creatures. A group of mages cannot."
"We need to get out of here," I agree.
"Will we be able to outrun them?"
Kaylee asks, her eyes wide with fright.
"I'm not sure," Owen replies, limping to his horse with my help. "The dark hounds were pretty far away, but they're fast. There's no telling how many there are, or if there are any Gorgons with them. I think the best thing we can do is ride hard and hope they don't catch up to us."
She bites her lip nervously, but doesn't object.
"Come on, then."
Vargas turns his horse westward, preparing to leave. Owen puts his foot into the stirrup with some difficulty. Before he can mount up, I take his face in both hands and kiss him.
"I'm glad you're alive, you great lummox. Never leave me like that again."
He gives me a rueful grin.
"I promise."
We depart, hooves beating a steady rhythm on the soft forest ground. Picking up speed, we ride as fast as we dare, galloping when the way is straight and cantering when it's not. The road winds like a serpent through the emberwood, twisting over hills and through narrow valleys. We push our horses harder than ever, resting briefly and infrequently before pushing them again, trying to outrun the phantom demons behind us. Every so often, I glance over my shoulder, trying to catch a glimpse of any red eyes in the trees, but I see nothing beyond leafless limbs and brown tangled bushes. By the time evening comes, I begin to hear the howls. My blood runs cold as the all-too-familiar calls reach my ears. They echo through the forest like a shrieking chorus, a terrible lupin refrain.
"They're coming," Owen says over the hoofbeats. "We need to keep going. We can't afford to stop now."
"It's getting dark," I reply, concerned. "Isn't that dangerous?"
"Not as dangerous as having to fight off the R'hllar."
I urge my horse to continue, setting the pace for the others. Nobody argues for us to stop. The howl's more than enough encouragement to press on. The sun goes down, shrouding the emberwood in deepening shadows, but still the demons pursue us. We can hear them in the woods all around us, and although they don't seem poised to attack, they also don't relent. Several mages cast spells, conjuring balls of mage fire above our heads to light the path. It isn't a perfect solution to the darkness, but it's better than nothing. Hours pass, riders and horses growing increasingly weary, but still we ride. Despite the mage fire lights, two of the horses stumble and hurt themselves, their riders thrown from their saddles. The mages receive only minor injuries and are picked up by others to ride double, but we're forced to leave the poor animals behind. Sounds of the dark hounds gleefully tearing into them haunt the trail behind us, while giving us a chance to escape. By the time the dawn arrives, all of us are exhausted, the horses lathered and breathing heavily. Every part of me feels sore. My back and legs ache painfully, and my eyes feel like they're on fire. Even so, we can still hear howling in the distance. "They're relentless," I remark tiredly, glancing over at Owen.
"Yeah," he replies grimly. "These creatures never seem to quit."
I turn my attention back to the front, guiding my horse around a bend in the road. "We can't keep this up for much longer. We'll kill our horses at this pace, and then we'll really be in trouble."
"Do you think you can fight them off without setting half the forest on fire?"
I consider for a moment before eventually shaking my head. "I don't think so. Since all the snow melted, this place has become a tinderbox."
"Well," he replies, "it looks like we'll be out of the woods soon enough. When we get to the wastes, we may have no choice but to stand and fight."
Looking ahead, I can see that he's right. Down in the ridge, maybe an hour's ride, the trees begin to thin out, revealing a vast expanse of brown, rocky hills rising from the forest floor.
"The wastelands."
I pass the word to the other mages. We're to stand our ground once we break free from the trees.
My breathless command is met with a mix of determination and skepticism, but fortunately no one argues. They understand that a fight is inevitable.
We continue forward, pushing the horses to near collapse as we make our way to the edge of the forest, the howls continuing close behind until it seems like the demons are right on top of us. Somehow we manage to make it to the hills, riding off the main road and into the wastes themselves. We find a ravine splitting the middle of a large hill. There we finally halt, giving our frothing horses a well-deserved break. The mages appear equally tired. Some look like they're about to pass out.
"They've probably never ridden so hard in their entire lives," I think, easing myself out of the saddle and helping Owen down as well. "These are scholars and teachers, not warriors. Hopefully they still have the energy to channel."
The three Wastelander youths appear to be in better shape. They ready their weapons and gather themselves around Owen in battle formation. Above us, there isn't a single cloud in sight. The oppressive blanket of stormy clouds stops at the border of the kingdom, revealing a scorching sun and an endless blue sky.
"Mages, get ready!" I shout,
pulling out my talisman and turning back to face the Emberwood. Groaning and grumbling, they ready themselves for spell casting, some walking bow-legged to where Owen and I stand at the head of the group. Owen pulls out his bow and knocks an arrow, nodding approvingly without saying a word.
"You're in charge here," his eyes seem to say. "I've got your back."
Setting my jaw, I start pulling in source energy as the first of the demons emerge from the line of trees.